Alice's hand shook as she killed the ignition. Dingy and plain, the bar wasn't much to look at in the daylight. As she'd passed under the neon top hat, she had a flash of it bathing everything in a lurid red and purple glow, casting edges in stark relief as the shadows pooled in anticipation. But now it looked ordinary, unassuming. And why shouldn't it, she thought. She's just a damned bar. But she didn't move. It had been nearly 6 weeks since her car had broken down en route to the casino, and the scattered memories she had were hazy. Because tequila sunsets are an excellent idea on an empty stomach, she rolled her eyes inwardly, and still she sat. It was more than that, and she knew it. Or, rather, she didn't know it. She hadn't woken up so much as come to the next morning, behind the wheel of the rental with a fresh cup of coffee in her hand and no recollection of how she'd gotten there. She'd broken down almost 400 miles from where she needed to be, but a billboard blared the dinner specials at her destination, only 37 miles ahead. At first, she thought she'd driven all night, but she remembered breaking down. She remembered the growl of the Volvo's engine, the crackle of the jukebox speakers, and then poetry. A shudder passed through her, but from fear or anticipation, she couldn't tell. The coffee hadn't been her only souvenir. She noticed the bruising on her wrists when she set the cup in the dash holder. Over the next hour, she became aware of dozens of other bruises, abrasions, and what she could only assume was scalds. By the time she'd made it to check-in, her whole body throbbed. The client took one look at her and insisted they have their meeting in the spa. Most of the afternoon was lost to pomegranate spritzers, but she had come through her stay feeling invigorated, with a lucrative contract in hand. The bruises had eventually faded, but the contract now brought her full circle. He had agreed to take the meeting before she knew the venue. Not that it would have changed anything. She took a deep breath and threw the door open. An hour later, Alice had begun to relax. The meeting had been uneventful, the food unremarkable, and the atmosphere uninspiring. Her lunch companion had excused herself to the powder room, and Alice's mind wandered as she checked out the handful of patrons and staff. Whatever had happened, maybe it hadn't happened here. Maybe someone had taken her from here and fixed her car. None of it made any sense, but no one seemed particularly threatening. And 6 weeks wasn't that long ago. It was possible that someone might remember something. Once her associate departed, Alice slid her quarters onto the pool table and ordered a beer. 2 games and 3 beers later, she remembered she was terrible at billiards. But no one seemed to mind. She was bent over the table when she heard his voice, new but familiar. "It is my unbirthday again already." The word sent a shock through her, and she barely resisted the urge to squirm against her now damp panties. She flubbed the shot and straightened up to tell him off, but as their eyes met, she realized that coming back here had been a bad idea.